Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. One time I read a meme. It said, "You won't have to convince the next one. He's coming saved, bearded, and ready." You won't have to convince the next one. This obviously is talking about a man, but in all situations, I am curious to know who are you trying to convince? Because when you are trying to convince somebody of something, look at why and find out if you're actually trying to convince yourself. I heard a conversation between friends and one of them said that now she just needs to convince people of the value that a doula brings. She was building her doula business. And I thought, if you think you need to convince people how valuable you are, it means that you don't know how valuable you are. And that the way you're trying to figure out how valuable you are is by getting those clients, is by convincing other people that you're valuable. So that when they see you're valuable, you'll think you're valuable. No one who is looking for a doula doesn't think a doula is valuable. This brings me back to like the old school salesperson type, where the purpose of marketing used to be and sales used to be you need to convince somebody that they need something that you're selling. I am so over that. I was looking at a new car and the salesperson that I had over at the Honda dealership was, and this is not a hit on Honda, I loved that Civic and I totally would buy one, but his energy was so gross. He was trying to just get me in the car. Oh my God, he wouldn't answer direct questions until I got very firm. And I said, I am asking what the price is going to be. Because that's really all I needed to know. Because I loved the car. He didn't have to convince me that this car was awesome and I wanted it. I did not buy that car. I still have my Gen 2 Prius. Woo, Toyota. Anyway, my point is, that's how we're taught to be with ourselves as well. If you're trying to convince somebody else that you're amazing to be with, he is not the right person for you. Stop. He doesn't deserve you. If you're trying to convince somebody that you bring value to the table, they're not your person. Stop trying to convince other people. It's not a great energy, and it's only draining you and bringing you down. And you are so valuable just by being you. You have no idea. We have no idea because we're taught that we need to convince other people of our value. That's absolute bullshit. We are valuable because we are, period. Next time you start to want to convince somebody of how great you are to be with, or how much value you bring, or the service that you're selling is worth more than what you're selling it for, stop. Stop trying to convince people. Come home to yourself and from there ask, where do I go? Who do I talk to? Show me the way. You'll be shown, but you gotta be home. Go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways if you'd like to continue to hear these episodes, help me continue to make them. Please let me know what you think about this. Let me know what kind of energy convincing feels like to you when someone else is trying to convince you of something. And if you feel like, ooh, maybe I've been guilty of this. We all have. You shouldn't feel guilt. I also shouldn't shit on you. But my point is, it's okay. Noticing it, though, is going to help us shift out of this feeling like we need to convince anybody of anything. It is such a freedom. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact, and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.